I'm Benrin from the Soil Conservation Service, and I'm interviewing one of the real pioneers in the soil conservation movement, a gentleman that was along with the soil conservation movement when it started, Mr. Bill Pearson from Ogilvy, Minnesota. And Bill, maybe you would relate to us some of the background as to how you got involved in the soil conservation movement.
Well, what started me out, created a real interest in me, was in the National Grange. We met in 1934 in... Yes, we were. Well, it was a little later, maybe, but not much. It's all right anyway. Anyway, at these National Grange meetings, during the business sessions, they were invariably discussing the Soil Conservation Service. We had just come through a period of drought through the Midwest, and dust was blown from in the Midwest, that area, right across and into Washington. And when this started floating into Washington, and the congressmen and the senators anticipated or found out just what it was, what caused them, they became worried about the future of our soil. And at first they set up an agency that was not did not have any districts in it. They tried to contact farmers and get them interested, but it just wouldn't work. So then they, and this came as a suggestion from that National Grain Session back there in the 30s, that in order to get the farmers interested in the project, which they needed to be, they would have to be involved in it. And I can remember well in those National Grain Sessions, a man from the executive committee, Herschel Newsom, who was later elected master of the National Grange and served in there for 18 years. But at that time, he, like I, was interested in the Soil Conservation Service, but he felt that in order to make it stick, make it effective, we would have to have districts organized and have the farmers belong in these districts and then have them have a responsibility, and then it would go. And I guess it was about 1936 that they changed the law so that it set up the district movement. And the next fall, the first district was organized here in Minnesota, and that was down near Winona. That was a real rough area and needed a lot of conservation work. And then the district started organizing, but they organized very slowly. But that was the way I got my interest in it. And then I felt that my own county, Kennebec, must have a district. And at that time we had a very active grange at Ogilvy, my hometown, and I discussed it with the grange, and they passed a resolution asking that we set up a soil conservation district in our area. And that was the start of it. And Matt Thorfinson, you probably remember Matt, he just passed away a few months ago. But anyway, Matt was had been a county agent, but then they talked him into leaving that and to head up the soil conservation work in the state. And so working through him, and him coming to this county, and the Grangers held meetings all over and invited all farmers to come, and they talked it and talked it, and it was about 2 years before we acquired enough interest. And then when they took the vote for the county, it was only among the farmers. At that time, they didn't take in the city people or town people. But anyway, we passed it by about 17 votes out of 300 in the county. So it was a question of whether the state committee would approve our going on and organizing or whether they wouldn't. But we talked them into it.
And what year did the Kennebec district
Well, we worked organized. On it 2 years. We worked on it, we organized the first of 1950 was when we really organized, and that's what the district dates from. But I always like to remember that we worked like sin for 2 years before that, before we got the interest among the farmers to vote it in. Mm-hmm. But after we got it started, once we got good leadership, and that is from the Soil Conservation Service, Jerry Sullivan, you remember Jerry?
Sure.
He was our first technician, and he was a dandy. And we held meetings around the county in evenings, and we'd invite them in, and Jerry would come and explain the Soil Conservation Service and just what it was set up to do and just what was expected of the farmers to make use of it and what they would have to do for their part in order to make use of the services offered. Mm-hmm. And that was just the way we got going. And Jerry,
Bill, you've served as a Soil Conservation District supervisor for quite a number of years. Would you care to mention serving as a district supervisor?
Yeah, I was a charter supervisor, and I served for 32 years.
Well, that's quite a record, Bill. Now, as far as when you were a supervisor, what positions did you hold on your district board?
Well, chairman was all, and then I was out of that too, but chairman and vice chairman.
And then while you were a district supervisor, you also served on as area director for a while, I believe you told me.
Oh yes, that was I guess it must have been about 10 years that I was an area director, but I might not be just right on that, but it was in that neighborhood.
And then maybe you could tell me a little bit, too, about the RC&D program. I believe you were an RC&D committeeman and some of your projects and
well,
so on that you worked on.
Of course, we had the district and other districts organizing, but it seemed like that we should have something more extensive, something that would travel farther. And so we conceived the idea of starting what they call the RC&D, Resource Conservation and Development is the name of it. And that would be made up of probably 4 to 6 or maybe more districts in a group, and they would accomplish things in a wider area than what they could be accomplished in just a lone district.
What were some of your outstanding accomplishments with the RC&D program, say, in Kennebec County?
Well, we had many of them, and they're hard to remember offhand, but I would say the most outstanding was the Knife Lake Dam. It was the Knife Lake Project, they called it. but it was a dam that was needed. And they had gone to the county board, but the county board, the county wasn't in a situation so they could finance it. And they would just put them off. And they tried to get the state legislature, the representatives from the state legislature, to promote it in the state legislature, and that didn't seem to get anywhere. Finally, in 1971, they had this RD&D by that time, of which I was a member. I was a district supervisor and therefore a member of it. Anyway, I became a member of it. It wasn't just because I was a district supervisor. But anyway, through that, we launched a project for the Knife Lake Dam within our district, our own district, Kanabec County Soil and Water District. And then we got the RC&D involved in it, and a wide interest in it. And then we just started to work with the we went to the legislature, as I said, in 1971, and we got an appropriation there of $50,000, which I think was a real start, because we got the RC&D, Congress, through our RC&Ds, interested in projects like this, and they eventually put up a considerable of the money for the Knife Lake Dam. But it's always been my contention that if we hadn't gotten that $50,000 from the legislature first to show a real interest within the state, we probably wouldn't have got the rest. But we got it, and now, just a few weeks ago, the project was dedicated.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, that was.
Your district and your efforts here. Now, when you were a district supervisor, you served on the both as area director. How long did you serve as area director, Bill, for the Soil Conservation Districts in northeastern Minnesota?
As area director, well, that was the time I put down here for about 10 years, I guess.
And then you were also on the State Soil Conservation Board, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, that would be about the same length of time. And then I was chairman of that for a number of years, and I don't remember just how many.
And who are some of the people that you worked with on the Soil Conservation Board? You mentioned Matt Thorfinson, and Matt was the executive secretary for quite a number of years, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
From the time that districts started in Minnesota until probably in the early 60s or late 50s or thereabouts.
I should say that would hit it pretty close, but I can't say offhand. I should, but I can't.
So Matt was the first executive director of the state board in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then you've worked with some of the early SCS people too, like state conservationist and the area.
Well, that state conservationist, what was his name?
Herb Fleck.
Herb Fleck. Yeah, he and I were real good friends. And even when I was in the as a master of the National Grains, before we organized the district, I knew Herb, and he and I discussed this proposition a good many times.
And then you also, I suppose, worked with the area conservationist from St. Cloud when you were organizing your district.
Oh, yeah. See, what was his name?
The gentleman that you worked with from St. Cloud is the area conservationist. What was his name, Bill? In the early days there?
Bullard?
Leonard Bullard, wasn't it?
Bullard.
And he worked with you helping to organize your district here, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, I didn't become acquainted with him until later.
Oh, I see.
In fact, there were other ones. I can't remember who they were, but there were others that were in Bullard's place.
I think maybe it was that Maury Boleyn. He was one of the early...
Yeah, Maury Boleyn, yeah. And then he went to... down in Nebraska.
Right, yeah, he went
right.
to our...
Did you mention Maury Boleyn?
Yeah, let's see where we're at. Now, you've served on, you mentioned the number of boards that you've served on, the Soil Conservation District Board. You served as area director, and you also served on the Soil Conservation Board. And some other boards that you've served on too, Bill?
Well, I was, for a time, I was chairman of the RC&D in this county, and then I was also on that committee representing this county, representing Kanabec County.
So you served as chairman of the Nanagozi RC&D for a number of years?
Well, for a short, not very many years, probably a couple or 3 years, something like that.
Okay. Maybe you'd like to comment about some of the practices that have been applied through soil conservation activities, Bill, and your feelings about some of these practices.
Well, all I can say is that they are all good. The Soil Conservation Service pegs them as operable, believe you me, they are the best for agriculture. And I think that we've had many projects that we've had here in our state that have done us a great deal of good. Of course, in late years, we've had conservation farming. I have in mind now that's relatively recent, not awfully recent, but where you prepare your lands and it's an erosion project. You maybe not stop erosion, but you slow it down to a great extent through conservation farming. And then that has gone on and on, and is still very much an active project. And you'll notice Congress is talking it. And they got this from Colorado on the opening up districts where they were roadable.
Sodbuster.
And that bill has had a lot of controversy in Congress. And now I just read that they have turned it down. It'll come up again in the next Congress, and they will pass something, but just what they will pass, I don't know. But that's a very worthwhile project, I'm sure, and many, many others.
Bill, you worked quite a bit to help secure funding for the Knife Lake Dam, didn't you? What were some of the problems that you encountered, and what were some of the activities that you carried on to secure funding for Knife Lake Dam?
Well, to begin with, our district okayed it, and then the county board did so when we recommended it, and then the RC&D came into line, and then following that, as I told a while ago, we had several attempts at getting money from the legislature, but they weren't successful. But in that winter of 1972, I went down to the legislature, and the county board paid for my food, and they paid for the gasoline on my car, and that was all. Otherwise, it was my own time. But I went down there, and there were many that helped, and members of the Knife Lake Community Club, Knife Lake Sportsman's Club, and others. And we went down there, and we just put the heat on the legislature. We worked awfully hard individually with members of the Appropriations Committee of the House and the Committee of the Senate that would have in charge of those appropriations, and we had a lot of good help too. It didn't all come from my efforts, but there were many helping. Anyway, we obtained an appropriation for $50,000, which really opened things up. It didn't go fast then. We had some people in the area that should have been for the project that resented it and resisted it, but still, in spite of that, we just kept on and on until we got the rest of the money from the RC&D, the county committee, and I guess the whole cost was about $1 million, but anyway, we got the dam and we dedicated it, and it's going to be a wonderful project.
Well, that was quite an achievement for your district and you to be able to implement that very large project. I know that it was in the making for a considerable length of time. Yeah, it seems like at least a 10-year period.
One thing that's worth mentioning is that after we had gotten the money appropriated, it went 5 years because of this local resistance, I'm ashamed to say. But anyway, we had a 5-year period when it didn't move. That is, we didn't use that $50,000 we appropriated. And I knew in my own mind that if that money wasn't used within a 5-year period, it would go back to the general fund of the legislature. And that's just what happened. But I went down there again after the 5 years, and the legislature was just ending up its session. And I had a copy of the bill that had been passed 5 years ago, and I took it to my senator there, and he said that, well, I'm on a committee between the House and Senate, and we're in the process of going through all the bills and putting them in order, and then the House and the Senate vote once more, and then we go home. And it's impossible to get this bill through again now, but I am on the Appropriations Committee of the House and the Senate, and there's just a possibility that we may, in the process of approving these bills that have been passed in this legislature, there's just a possibility that we might be able to get them to put that $50,000 back. And he said, I don't want you to bother with me down here. Leave it to me. But I'll do the best I can and I'll let you know. And about a week later, the telephone rang, and he said, your $50,000 is back.
Well, that's good. Quite an accomplishment to be able to achieve that. That was really something.
Yeah, I had worked through the greens down there, and a lot of those people knew me, and I never let them down on any fool thing, you know.
Well, that was really an accomplishment to be able to get that through.
And getting that money back the way we did.
Now, you've had a lot of involvement in soil conservation activities, and tell us a little bit about the involvement of your family and their attitudes about soil conservation too, Bill.
Well, my son is not so young anymore, but when he was a younger fellow, he was active in 4-H, and I know he went down to one of those legislative committees with regard to the Knife Lake Dam and put in his say so, and he's always been here to do the work when I've been away, and that goes for my wife too. And she gave up a lot of things within the neighborhood to help me out in the soil conservation work and also in the state greens work.
Now, your wife was also involved on the state level with the auxiliary too, wasn't
she? Yes, she was.
I thought of it. President of the Daughters of the Soil.
Oh, that's right, they call it.
Yeah.
And she was president of the Daughters of the Soil for a number of years. And
2 or 3, whichever it was, I don't remember. Wasn't it a term for 2 years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And then you were also active with some Queen of the Furrow contests?
Well, that was included in that, you see.
You had a Queen of the Furrow contest, then.
That's right.
Tell us about that Queen of the Furrow contest, what that consisted of.
fellows and girls in different districts that entered the contest, and then they had their own little contest, and whoever placed first would be at the state contest.
This was districts had the Queen of the Furrow contest where they selected a winner, and this was sort of a field activity then where they have a plowing contest or something with it.
They really plowed.
They plowed.
And then when they came to the state, of course they were given a watch from some company and a crown. They were crowned, of course.
This was the state Queen of the Furrow contest.
That's
then.
Right. And that was because I was president of the Daughters of the Soil that I was in charge of.
So the state organization was called the Daughters of the Soil then.
That's right.
And that was an auxiliary type program. Well, that's interesting.
But after Mrs. Later on, then they changed it and had just the essays. And the
essay contest.
Essay contest.
And you worked on that too.
Well, I didn't so much. That came later. But the Daughters of the plowing contest, they were very interested in that. It was interesting to see the girls get out there and plow.
So it seems that the entire Pearson family has been involved in the soil conservation movement. Bill has had good cooperation from his wife and from his son as far as taking care of responsibility at home, and his wife has been actively involved in some of the activities of the soil conservation movement.
Yeah. Yes, before that, in the Grange, he was 30 years master of the state Grange. And that hasn't got anything to do with this, but I figure that's involved Mrs. a lot, and
that
the kids.
That was really involved everybody. Mm-hmm. Today, wasn't our daughter, our youngest daughter, we have Grange for breakfast and for lunch.
And the daughter's also been involved in some of these activities, like the Grange program and soil conservation activities. So, in conclusion here, why we just talked to Bill Pearson from Ogilvie, Minnesota, and he served as a soil conservation district supervisor in the Kennebec Soil Conservation District from 1950 through 1982. He was a charter board member serving on the district for 32 years. During that period of time, he was also on the State Soil Conservation Board and an area director for about 10 years in each of these positions. He was also instrumental in helping to organize the Anangozie Resource Conservation Development Project, served as a charter board member there from 1967 through 1982 for 15 year period. So Bill is truly one of the people that dedicated his life to soil conservation, and at the age of 87 still believes in soil conservation movement 100%. Thank you, Bill. Start right in there about the Grange and how they passed those resolutions.
It was in the my early years in the Grange in the middle 60s, they were always in the Grange meetings, business meetings of the National Grange, discussing the Soil Conservation Service.
Some of that was earlier than the 60s too, wasn't it? That was some that was...
Yes, but it developed during the 60s in the drought period, like I said.
Some of the 30s or 1930s.
I said 60s,
yeah.
I meant 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, I misspoke.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, you got it pretty well. But anyway, Herschel Newsom, who became master of the National Grange, at that time he was on the executive committee, and I can remember him from the executive committee post talking to the delegate body about the Soil Conservation Service and the great, great need for it to prevent the erosion by wind and water of the topsoil of the country.
And some of those resolutions were pretty helpful in organizing
well,
the Soil
no
Conservation
it,
Service movement.
Those resolutions that were passed by the National Greens, they're all pertaining to agriculture and things that are pertinent to agriculture. And that is what these resolutions were that pertain to the setting up of a federal agency, which resulted finally in the passing of the Soil Conservation Districts Law, and then they made it available in the federal Congress, and then that passed on into the to the state in 1937, yeah, and then the districts began to organize, but it was pretty slow, but anyway, we pushed it along.
And we got it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.